healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the notion of reaching optimum health, optimum wellness. We all want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life more. That's what this show is about, talking about and giving you ideas that you can use immediately to help you reach a healthy alternative for yourself. Every week, I begin the show by talking about an issue or concern that you should know about. What I want to talk about this week is vitamin D and the report released by the Institute of Medicine. This is a recommendation that the Institute of Medicine makes, and they recommended moving up the level of vitamin D to 4,000 units a day. Now, that sounds like a lot. However, there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of research studies that have been done out there now reporting going to much higher levels to get optimum levels of health for people in a whole range of areas. As a matter of fact, if you looked at vitamin D, you'd think with all the list of things that it can have positive impacts on that you're almost looking at snake oil, but you're really looking at a hormone that affects over 2,000 reactions in the body. Now, this study of the Institute of Medicine, there's some things that have now been raised about it that are really troubling. One is they had the press conference about the report. The authors actually said they were going to be raising the IUs a day. That's how they measure vitamin D and looking at vitamin D3 to 10,000 a day being the acceptable upper limit and the safe limit. Well, at the last minute, they dropped it to 4,000 and they've never said why they've done that. Second is one of the authors of the study, a Dr. Glenville Jones, he's the one who said that most people in this country are not vitamin D deficient. Well, it turns out he's an advisor for Systochroma, a pharmaceutical company that's developing a synthetic drug version of vitamin D. And he was also on the board of another drug company, Receptor Therapeutics, which has in the pipeline a drug called OncoD-102, an intravenous high-dose vitamin D drug for the treatment of cancer. And so this is a guy who's making recommendations who never revealed that he has these potential conflicts of interest. The Institute of Medicine committee also did not have on it some of the leading experts on vitamin D that are in the country. Yet they made a recommendation to only increase the level to 4,000. One of the reasons they said was because they were only going to be looking at studies that were at the level of drug company studies, which you're spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for. And since vitamin D is not patentable, there's no company out there that's going to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to do that. But there have been hundreds of studies equally valid looking at vitamin D that were totally ignored. By the way, in terms of concerns for side effects and negative impacts and maybe death from vitamins, well, the Association of American Poison Control Centers in 2008 reported that there was not even one death, not even one, from the use of vitamins, minerals, or botanical supplements for the entire year of 2008. When you look at the number of deaths from drugs, you're talking about 107,000 Americans die every year from complications from taking drugs. So vitamin D, look at taking it, look at taking, getting your blood work done so you can see what level you're at. You want to look at reaching the optimum levels, which is between 50 to 70, and they measure them in nano units. You want to reach that level with it so that you can make sure that you're at optimum levels of using vitamin D for yourself. Today, I'm going to be talking to a gentleman who owns Sunshine Health Foods in Titusville, Florida. He's a gentleman who went to University of New Hampshire on a football scholarship. He studied sports medicine and biochemistry. Over the years, he got very heavily involved with nutrition and orthopedic work. He had a business in that before he became the owner of Sunshine Health. He now works closely with a licensed nutritionist, and what they're looking at is a holistic approach that we're going to be talking about in terms of really understanding what's going on in the brain, what's going on in the body, and what's going on with your sex hormones, so you'll know more about how you can achieve a healthy option. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. On there, if you go into About, you'll see I do a weekly, a monthly newsletter that you can sign up for. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Now, in this part of the show, I like to go in the opposite direction and talk about a healthy breakthrough for you. It's new discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives that you can use for yourself, your family, for loved ones. Research done back in the 60s and 70s was showing that people, as they age, would lose muscle mass. They would lose mitochondria cells, which release the energy that our cells use, that they were losing what's called fast motor units. That's when you're running really hard. It allows that to function. And they were also losing aerobic capacity. Well, it turns out these studies were all done on sedentary older people, the couch potato type folks. When scientists recruited active older folks, and now when they have looked at studying what they call now master super athletes, they have found a completely different outcome. At the Hawaii Ironman triathlon, which consists of swimming 2.4 miles, bike riding 112 miles, and then running a full marathon, that the top male finishers age 60 through 64 were only a few minutes slower than the top male finishers age 30 to 34. Remember back to the Beijing Olympics, you had 41-year-old Dara Torres. She was the oldest member of the U.S. swim team, and she earned 3 silver medals. In the Olympics, there was a French cyclist, Jeannie Longo. She was 49. She'd been racing professionally on bikes for 30 years. She lost a medal by inches. So can we, as we age, become successful master athletes? Can we even think about it? And the answer is yes. It turns out that the experience of aging that we're having, the being sedentary, is actually a higher risk factor for decline of muscle mass, strength, and endurance than just the number of your age. When you start doing more and more exercise, what happens? You don't lose the muscle mass. Your mitochondria cells actually stay robust and stay numerous. And your fast motor units that master runners use are densely packed. And instead of losing about 10% of your aerobic capacity every decade, these super athletes lose 5% every decade. So what we're talking about is not being sedentary. We're talking about you can get out there at any age and keep being vibrant for yourself. As a matter of fact, Brian Chaney, he's 63. He has won 68 national tennis championships. Now, his mother, Dorothy Bundy Chaney, She is now 94. She just won the national 90-plus indoor doubles championship. What's your excuse? Get off your buns. Stop listening to this or put it on an MP3 player so you can go and exercise and keep yourself healthy and active. Before I bring my guests on, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Tim Pendry, and he owns Sunshine Health Foods, which is located in Titusville, Florida. Tim originally went to University of New Hampshire on a football scholarship, and he studied sports medicine and biochemistry. Then afterwards, he spent most of his career in looking at nutrition and orthopedics, and then he received a master's in counseling in 2005. He sold his orthopedic business and became owner of Sunshine Health Foods, where he works closely now with licensed nutritionist Linda Garrison, and they look at a holistic approach to nutritional health that we're going to be exploring in the session in the program now. So, Tim, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Oh, you're welcome. So I've got a question for you. You're a health coach, and I would bet most of my listeners aren't really sure what a health coach is. They used to football coach, like you played football, but what's a health coach?
Well, what I do is I basically meet with somebody who's trying to make an adjustment in their lifestyle nutritionally, and I meet with them and try to collaborate on some need that they have, identify what need they're trying to fix, and come up with some reasonable, measurable, and attainable goals from using, you know, several years of experience in education. And the idea being, most people, when they approach their own health, especially nutritionally, they want to do things too fast. They want to get weight off too fast. They want to feel better too fast. And their goals are unreasonable, and that they set themselves up for failures. So what we try to do is come up with a program where they have distinct, very measurable, very, very reasonable goals that we agree on, and then we set up a plan of action to move forward on that.
Are there folks who don't have any idea what they want to do, or they really come in with a kind of a picture of what they want?
Well, that's a good question. What they'll do is they'll come in and they'll have symptoms, you know, and we can't practice medicine here. So what we have to do is kind of feel them out and find out what their doctors say about where they're coming from, what type of treatments they have sought, what their frustrations are, what their diet is, so on and so forth. And we just try to steer them in the right directions to give them an education that will help them determine what their real needs are. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're also, it sounds like, asking things that a doctor never gets around to asking their patient.
I think everybody who comes into the store one time or another will say something about the fact that, gosh, my doctor never took time to talk about this. I think what a health coach is really is an educator. Both Linda and I spend a tremendous amount of time talking to people and trying to educate them about what decisions that they should be making and what directions they could be going, what options are for, you know, nutritional support of whatever issue they're confronted with.
Now, is there a specific area of nutrition you focus in on, or is it much more broader brush? How do you focus in on that?
Well, we kind of fall into a couple of different groups. One is I like to look, since I'm a biochemist and I'm a mental health counselor, I tend to look at brain biochemistry and neurotransmitters. We also look at thyroid and adrenal because they're kind of like dancing partners. And we look a lot at sex hormones as well, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, because they have, specifically, progesterone has a wide variety of health benefits that doctors just don't spend time focusing on. Most doctors feel that progesterone in particular is not needed once women pass menopause. And that's just not true. Not only is it good for women, but it's also excellent for men in protecting against prostate cancer, those kind of things.
You're talking about, hold on. So you're talking about progesterone for men?
Correct.
Okay.
What progesterone does is it ties together with a very specific genome that creates enzymes that limit the body's ability to produce cancerous cells in the prostate. So it actually has an inhibitor that does that. And if you use that together with other types of protective nutrients, such as beta-sitosterol, which is found in a number of different herbs, and it limits the body's ability to make 5-alpha reductase as well as aromatase, both of which convert testosterone into cancer-producing agents, then what you end up with is a protective mechanism that really comes from a naturally occurring hormone, specifically progesterone.
Now, if you go into your doctor and say, if you're a guy, can you test my progesterone? Are they going to laugh in your face?
No. Well, if a guy said that, no, not at all.
Okay.
The thing is, we like to look at progesterone in saliva rather than in blood. And reason being is that when progesterone's in your blood, it tends to tie together with lipid molecules and attach itself to cell walls. So the numbers aren't really that accurate. If you take if it's freestanding in saliva, so we better get a better idea of what the actual concentration is.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned a little earlier thyroid and adrenal going together.
Yes.
Can you explain to our listeners how those two interplay?
Well, thyroid is... We throw a number around, but I would say at very least 70% of the population is probably hypothyroidic to some extent.
And hypo, by the way, for listeners, means you don't have enough.
You don't have enough.
Okay.
And with the low thyroid, what happens is people start to lose their energy level. They can start to lose hair. They have problems with their skin, that type of thing. And it's so predominant that I would say, when we do a basal temperature thyroid test, probably every single person we test who comes in complaining of certain types of problems comes up and has some level of low thyroid. And so what happens when your thyroid is low, because it is essentially a thermostat for every cell in your body, it manifests itself in a drop in energy. When you drop in energy, you have to call from someplace, some source, to get enough energy to get yourself through the day, and that usually is the adrenal gland. So if you can imagine a couple of dancing partners going around the floor, and it's back in the old days, they had the 24-hour dance contest, and when people have been dancing for 12 hours, one's pretty much dragging the other person around. That's kind of
right, sleeping on the other shoulder.
Exactly. That's kind of how the adrenal gland and the thyroid work. The adrenal is kind of like the Cape Crusader trying to come in. And the adrenal gland, the cortisol is a very, very powerful biochemical. It's kind of a bully. It can go in and steal receptor sites away from estrogen and progesterone. And it has a lot of negative effects on the body, specifically increase in blood sugar, increase in cholesterol. And there's also an increased anxiety because of its effect on the hypothalamus. So we want to make sure that, first of all, that the thyroid's stable. And in most cases, then after the thyroid stabilizes, people's energy levels return, they start to feel a little bit better. Then we'll take a look at the adrenal, because that one's been carrying around its dance partner for a long time. We need to get that one nutritionally fit too. So there's
because you can wind up with adrenal exhaustion if you know it just keeps secreting on and on and on.
Exactly. Sure.
And so, what are you using to create this kind of balance between the thyroid and the adrenals? So somebody comes in and they've got low thyroid. What's your first steps you're going to start taking with them?
Well, good question. The first thing we do, obviously, is we'll try to figure how bad the situation is, and we use a basal temperature test to do that. You have to remember, and most of the people, not all of them, come in and say, hey, my blood test came out normal, but I still feel tired. I don't have enough to get through the day. My hair's falling out. I have skin patches and stuff like that. Yeah. And we kind of say, well, let's look at what's going on with your temperature. So we'll 3 days in a row or more, at least 3 days in a row, we'll have them do a digital thermometer under their armpit and get an idea what their average temperature is. Once we determine that, it'll fall into some window separated by about 10 degrees. And based on what window they fall into, then we decide which nutritional support mechanism to use. Most of the nutrition that we provide has two essential items. One is tyrosine, which is sort of the skeleton of the thyroxine molecule, the thyroid hormone molecule. And iodine, which is another essential part of it, which, by the way, right now we're in crisis with because of what's happening in Japan.
Right.
Along with that, a lot of the products will have some other botanicals and nutrients that come together that are going to support and bring health back to the thyroid and or adrenal. And a couple of them have some desiccated adrenal from a bovine source, which, that's just chopped up. It comes from a bull. But it has, for some people, it has a very positive response, although it's a little bit allergenic.
Mm-hmm. A little bit what?
Allergenic. It can cause allergies.
Oh, allergenic. Okay.
Sensitive mm-hmm. people. So that's kind of what we do with trying to get those two working together effectively.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest, Tim Pendry, in just a moment. We're going to take a break now.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking to Tim Pendry. He's the owner of Sunshine Health Foods in Titusville, Florida. He originally went to University of New Hampshire on a football scholarship, and he studied sports medicine and biochemistry. From that, Tim went into a career looking at nutrition and orthopedics, had a business that he sold, an orthopedics business, in 2006. And he purchased then Sunshine Health Foods. And he's now been working very closely with the licensed nutritionist there, Linda Garrison, developing a holistic approach for people. And he also got a master's in counseling in 2005. And from that, he has become a health coach. And so, Tim, one of the things we were talking about right before the break was the thyroid and the adrenals. And you're talking about a kind of formulation that people can use to assist them in healing. So how long would it be before somebody starts to see results happening?
Sometimes it can be as short as 48 hours.
That fast.
Some
okay.
people, some people whose adrenals are in dire need of some type of nutritional support will see it very quickly. The third issue involved, besides the adrenal and the thyroid, of course, is the level of stress that the person is under. Stress is a huge has a huge effect on the body and all the systems that we're talking about. And that's something that I really focus on. So every time we talk about a certain relationship, whether it be the adrenal and the thyroid or the brain neurotransmitters, which are usually grouped together with dopamine, acetylcholine, GABA, and serotonin, and just sort of a and they kind of face off and get a balance. So the adrenal and the thyroid have to maintain a balance. And we haven't even talked about the fact that, you know, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone have to maintain a balance. Those are the ideal situation is to balance all three of those groups, but they're always affected by the stress. The stress level can blow the whole thing out of the water because I had said earlier that cortisol and adrenaline and all the cortisol cascade of hormones are bullies. They go where they want and they do what they want because they're considered lifesavers. They come in and grab the wheel because they think you're out of control.
So cortisol hasn't gotten the memo yet that in schools that we're not allowing bullying anymore. Huh?
Exactly. And when you think about it, it's got to be that way because it's designed to save our lives. It's everything it does is to put us into a self-protection mode. It's kind of like there's a term they use when the government takes over the entire country and in order to protect it from some type of military disaster. I forget what that term is, but, you know, that's the kind of thing.
It's martial law.
There you go. It's martial. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the word. Martial law, and that's what the adrenal glands do. And because of that can leave your body in the wreck because it's only supposed to be functional for a short period of time, like if you're getting chased or if you're in a life and death situation or if you're cut and you're bleeding. All those things are, the adrenal has an effect on all those types of behaviors, but from day-to-day living, it's not supposed to be as, the cortisol levels are not supposed to be as high as they are, and that's what causes so many problems in these three different systems that I mentioned. For example...
Would that wind up being part of the obesity problem that we're having today, that it's, cortisol running rampant?
Cortisol causes the body's the digestive system to shut down. So does adrenaline. Adrenaline's a short-term form of flight or fight. Cortisol's a longer term, and they both cause the deposition of fat. They say, oh, this is an emergency situation. We're going to use all the sugar up, and we're going to store everything as fat. So consequently, your fat levels go up, along with your blood pressure, along with your blood sugar and your cholesterol and your triglycerides. Now, on top of all that...
There's more, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, maybe I should just stop right there.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say? What goes on top of that?
On top of that, there's also the issue of we end up emotionally getting out of balance. Our serotonin will dive, our GABA will dive, for both mood stabilization and a calming effect. Dopamine goes through the roof, which is related to adrenaline, which is good for focus and feelings of well-being, but too much of it's going to create anxiety. And the same thing happens with acetylcholine. So mentally, we're stressed out. Our bodies are stressed out. And what we end up doing is depositing fat, but we also want to get comfortable, so we end up eating more carbohydrates and fatty foods. So I had actually put together a track from the time that stress enters into the body, and usually the number one gland that it's going to affect is the liver. And if you know anything about the liver, there makes about 5,000 enzymes, including digestive enzymes, enzymes that are biomedical, biochemical intermediaries, and all that kind of thing. And what ends up happening is somewhere in your body, whatever its weakest link is, stress will become evident in the form of some type of breakdown. It could be in your lungs and the form of immune problems. It could be in your muscle tissue in forms of pulled muscles. stress can affect the way you think because you can't put thoughts together. It can certainly affect your immunity because the antibodies that need to be formed don't form correctly. Everything is affected, but the number one thing is the liver.
Now, Tim, in terms of diet, type of diet recommendation, by that I mean, you know, being a meat eater, fish eater, vegetarian, lacto-vegetarian, vegan. How do you come down on those different ways folks can eat and what you might view as one of the better ways?
Well, there's three ways we look at dieting. One, which is my favorite, is low glycemic dieting because that cuts out the starchy carbohydrates and then the carbohydrates that tend to be poisonous and toxic to our system.
Tim, for listeners who don't know what a low glycemic diet, why don't you
tell them that? Basically, there's a good question. There's a process called the glycemic index, which is where all foods are compared in terms of blood sugar level to glucose. So they look at what happens when you take blood, a certain amount of glucose, and they see what it does to your blood sugar, and they use that as 100. Glycemic index is any other food and how it compares to what glucose is going to do to your blood sugar.
And a high glycemic does negative stuff, and a low is beneficial.
High glycemic is going to cause basically a metabolic syndrome situation. And I mentioned before, you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You're going to have fat depositions. You're going to end up having an increase in your blood pressure. All those kind of things. And of course you're going to become diabetic eventually.
Okay, so you're talking about what
you build up insulin resistance, which is the body's inability to properly process sugars.
Okay, so you're starting to talk about what you would be recommending, and you said it was starting with low glycemic. And so would you continue with what the recommendation is on that, Tim?
So we talk about low glycemic diet, where we focus on fibrous carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, which are mostly fibrous forms of carbohydrate. And then we kind of branch over into blood type dieting. And the simple concept behind blood type, and I'm really simplifying this, is to take a look at what your blood type is. Based on the ancestry of that blood type, you have roughly a certain type of enzymatic profile in terms of what foods you digest and how well you respond to those foods. O's do good eating meat. A's do good eating grains and so on and so forth. So we kind of look at that because I've seen and it's been demonstrated time and time again that if you stick with your blood type, even if marginally so, you're going to digest foods better. We've had people who were actually in wheelchairs when they changed their diet and went along with matched with their blood type, they'd end up getting out of the wheelchairs. People who have trouble losing weight, they lose a little weight and then they stop. Then we get them onto their blood type and they can continue to lose weight. And not to mention the fact that there's an autoimmune response involved here. Your body does, especially with type O, so your body responds to certain types of foods as if they were attacking the body. So they protect the body and cause an autoimmune response, and that can cause all different types of symptomology.
So we like
the blood type. We like the low glycemic. And the third is we really like to look at alkaline levels. We want to keep the body alkaline because that helps to protect the body, increase its antioxidant capability.
Great. So what kind of supplements would you recommend for, you know, the stresses you're talking about folks facing?
Well, the biggest one I have right now is a product called Gabitrol. GABA, or gamma aminobutyric acid, is a inhibitory amino acid that actually functions as if as Valium or Xanax or Ativan or any of those benzodiazepines. They actually do what GABA does naturally. The problem with GABA, it's hard to get through from the circulatory system into the brain. We have a product called Gabitrol that attaches that little GABA into a molecule that helps it penetrate through the cell wall, and then it can be used to help to relax. A relaxing, mellowing type of amino acid, and it's anti-stress formula. And that's my favorite. The thing about Gabitrol also has theanine in it, which is
awesome. Say that again. What does it have in it?
Theanine, which is another amino acid. Yeah, okay. It comes from green tea. It's gaining a lot of popularity. It has a calming effect and a focusing effect. Taurine is another great one. Taurine is kind of like Paxil or Prozac to GABA. What it does is it maintains or it prevents the uptake of GABA. So it keeps the GABA around and extends periods of calm for longer. Not to mention that taurine is great for reducing cholesterol, great for reducing hypertension. It actually can slow down certain types of seizures. An amazing amino acid, but really good for stress.
Tim, for people, because I'm running out of time, so for people who do want to find out about Gabitrol, how can they do that?
Just have them call the store. At this point, we're in the process of putting a website together, but calling the store would be the best because we could give you a little educate, and we're educators, so we want to talk to you about it and see where you're at. But the store number here is 800-835-7398.
So again, that's 800-835-7398, and you can talk to Tim or I assume Linda about the Gabitrol.
Myself, Linda, or Clint are all educators.
Great. And so, Tim, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Jerry. Have a great day.
You too. My guest next week is going to be Kat Wright. Kat is a naturopathic doctor. She's a nutritional consultant. She's author of the book, Your Health in Your Hands, Living and Aging Well. She's also founded a culinary institute and a skincare line. Kat, while raising 5 children before she became a naturopathic doctor, was able, by applying what she learned and studied, was able to raise her 5 children on less than $100 a year on medical expenses for the entire family. Pretty much a miracle compared to nowadays. And so Kat's going to be talking about things you can do immediately to be more healthy, things you need to avoid, and we're going to be doing it in a way that will give you real tips and things you can do to be more healthy and enjoy life more. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com or follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.